All right. Conservatives who oppose Obamacare criticized for failing to offer a viable alternative. What is the objectivist response to this criticism? It's right on. That is a completely appropriate criticism. Now, first of all, you know, the left has no right to criticize the conservatives for that, because everything that conservatives say about Obamacare is true. That is, all the bad stuff they say about Obamacare is true. So you can't say, but you don't offer an alternative. If it's bad, it's bad, period. But from the perspective of wanting to win the debate, from the perspective of wanting to see the country move towards freedom, absolutely the conservatives are to blame for not presenting an alternative. I think they lose credibility for doing that. It's not clear to the American people where they're coming from, what they really stand for, and therefore they can't win the debate in the long term. That is, it's not enough to be negative. It's not enough to say Obamacare is wrong because it doesn't work here, here, and here, and there. You have to state a principled opposition to Obamacare. And to do that, you have to be able to present what your vision for healthcare is. And Republicans are afraid to do that. And of course, they're not unified around one vision. They're not true free marketers. They can't present a free market alternative to Obamacare, which is what we'd want and what needs to be done in order to actually move the country in the opposite direction. So, yes, I'm very critical of conservatives for not presenting a viable alternative. All the power to them for criticizing Obamacare. But even their criticism of Obamacare is flawed and moderated and limited because they don't have a vision for what true free market healthcare would look like.